Blog Talk Radio.
Opening up with Joni Mitchell, it's Friday and it's a karmic day. That's what we're discussing today, the karma of it all. And whatever topics people bring on into the room today. Hi, I'm Gwendolyn H. Berry. I'm with you today for as long as it can go. We're starting on a Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we're going to try and make it a bit cosmic on Fridays here. Hopefully we'll get our other DJ, Dusty Taylor, to try a Friday, a little karmic one, and maybe even Trisha, maybe even David. We don't know. We're going to try. You know, you got to keep moving. Welcome to Here Be Monsters, part of a drumline of radioactivists on air supporting the occupation or occupy in worldwide cities at this time. And, of course, Occupy Palm Beach and Occupy Lake Worth, which I would like at the top of all of this to let everyone know who does listen later on this evening after getting home in my neighborhood that tomorrow at 10 a.m. Saturday the 22nd, Occupy Lake Worth, Palm Beach will be meeting on Clematis downtown at the end, on the grass at the end of the big fountain, you know, right near the ice cream parlor. We're doing good tomorrow, hey, hey, hey. So Occupy Palm Beach, Lake Worth, that's where we're going to be. And as I was saying, this is Here Be Monsters. We are part of a boycott of the mainstream media. The challenge right now is to find a calm, smooth as possible way to bring knowledge to the social consciousness. And we're reporting to you as citizen journalists and establishing a new network of information and news. So here we are, me and my fellow writers from RoundTree7, and that's the number 7.com. We're sponsoring this solidarity run of Blog Talk Radio every damn day that some place is occupied or occupé or however you want to put it. In the good old world, we're going to be on. We may be on for 15 minutes or half an hour or 2 hours, but we're going to be here. And we appreciate you stopping by, giving us a listen, and giving us your opinions, your experiences, what you feel about all of this. And I also want to do something that both, and I want to also say that today is Occupy Bakersfield out in California. You know, Bakersfield. I just know that song. It's a really good song. And I can't remember. A couple of country western guys sing it, but it's really good. I'm sure that Dusty could tell you, but I can't. Today, Occupy Bakersfield is up and running. I don't see what time it's going to be, but for all of you folks who might be out in the western part of the world today, or the western part of the United States, yeah, I've been working since 6 a.m. So got me a little slack, and I'll let Dusty herself actually tell you.
I don't see what time it's going to be, but for all of you folks who might be out
there,
hello.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got to do is mute your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me do that. I was going to do that. I'm multitasking here. There we go. It's at 3 p.m. today.
What time is Occupy Bakersfield going to be at?
At 3 p.m. left coast time. That's 6 p.m. east coast time. It's going to run for 3 hours. I just got the notice real late this afternoon because I've pretty much been sleeping most of the day away. My back's really been bugging me. I have 2 good days and 3 bad days. It's such a bitch, but, you know, that's life. But, no, I was real excited. They had like a half a dozen people turn out to their first one. And I told them that, you know, I'm going to show up, and I think there's 6 people signed up for today, and hopefully it'll get bigger. I'm going to blog about it and take a bunch of pictures tonight when I go and try to get the message out there, too.
Well, and you'll have something to talk about, too, here on your stint doing the radio with Solidarity with Occupy. That's great.
Yeah, I've told all my readers that I do every Tuesday and that, you know, I'll spell you whenever you need during the week. And if you want me to do a Friday instead of a Thursday, I can do that too, you know. So you and I can figure out the, you know, the days. It doesn't matter to me as long as they're not, you know, one right after the other. That way my back gets a little bit of rest. But what I was going to bring up today was there's information out there that Bloomberg is hinting at a crackdown on the Occupy Wall Street protesters. It was on the Atlantic Wire today that he's getting tired of them. And it says he's making it very clear that he's not one to tolerate protests without permits. And you know, permits cost money. So that's probably one reason why, number one, why they're not getting them, although they are starting to be funded. So money shouldn't be that big an object, but I don't know how their permit program works. It might be in some cities, depending on how many people you estimate, that's how they charge you. So it could get really expensive for them to try to get permits for various protests.
Well,
plus, if they want to,
I think that they're standing on their First Amendment rights to redress.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I would think that it's fair. I do know that P.E. Nolan or Tricia Poole is going to call in shortly with, she's got news and information about what's going on the agenda there today at Occupy Wall Street. They actually have schedules. And,
yeah.
Well,
no, they
do. And I know she's going to be calling. I think she said something about a parent's day, but she has that information. I did see something very strange today. I saw Occupy Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, my friend that listens every when I do it. He lives down in New Zealand, and he's going to start feeding me information on that too. So it's getting ugly down there, I think. And I was going to talk about that on Tuesday.
It's ugly in Melbourne. I just saw a video of folks being dragged off. That's horrifying. I mean, that's just awful. Nobody needs to.
Especially since all of this is nonviolent. The only one that's gotten violent and that was taken over was the one in Rome. You know, so there's no reason for
that
it.
Was
there really isn't.
Yeah, that was Agent Provocateur in sports that did that. It wasn't really the Occupy folks. Is that you, Tricia?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Trish.
Hello. Today at 4 o'clock was the check-in time for parents in support of Wall Street, or Occupy Wall Street. Parents support Occupy Wall Street. Anyway, it's primarily, they have a Facebook group. It's hard to know exactly how many members because the numbers have been fluctuating lately on Facebook. There's like a ghost in the machine. And I don't know if you've noticed, but
yeah,
it's like sometimes, but the last time I looked, they had 420 members. And I figure anytime I look on the computer and the number is 420, it is a good thing.
Amen. I believe that too.
All right. And so I'm like, you know, call it a sign from the angels, call it my personal intuition. I just like 420. So there was, so anyhow, they were meeting up today. I don't know how many kids are actually sleeping over. The Occupy Wall Street has set up an area within the Zuccotti Park. And when I was looking at the Facebook group, they said they were going to have a little white picket fence around the children. And they were sleeping over for the night. And so they've been chattering to see if they could get tents and in talks with the community board. Nobody was telling them they couldn't do it, but they just were concerned, the neighbors, because what's been going on with Zuccotti Park is that they do enter into good neighbor agreements with the people around them in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working hard to be good neighbors, and they have a contract. And anyway, it's all good. But primarily it's young children, parents of young children. Don't seem like they're more than 10 years old or something. Is about the oldest that I've seen. And so I think it's a nice idea, and they're not, you know, they're calling themselves parents in support of Occupy Wall Street. So it's not like it's like they're coming as parents to support that, and their children are coming too. And according to one, his fifth grade son was driving the whole thing. The fifth grade son really wanted to go down there, and so the parents were making it. You know, now that I think about it like that, it's a nice thing. And
it's great.
Yeah, it's a nice thing. I was worried because, you know, sometimes you see groups coming out in terms of Wall Street and or the occupation. And so my concern was that when primarily these are parents of young children, you know, like me as the mother of a 20-year-old was like, hello, but I'm a parent too. You know, and so there, it's like to specify, I mean, and so anyway, I was just worried in terms of like, you know, when somebody's attaching a name to a certain group and does that in a cosmic sense cause a separation in the one spirit. You know, but yet certain groups, certain groups do have identifiable needs that are distinct. And so you want, you know, that's all good. But anyway, but I didn't know about, you know, if one of the things about changing consciousness has to do with the connection between us all as one universal spirit instead of all these isolated little individual egos. And
well,
so
I think the way I look at it is they're bringing small children, number one. If the cops all of a sudden start a big, we're going to arrest people type of thing, they might want to have backup plans for what they're going to do if they've got their kids there. So their Facebook page will give them an alternative for where people can go to get information specifically about what a backup plan would be if the cops start bum rushing the group or stuff like that.
And the only press that I'm aware of that's going to be there, scheduled to be there, is CNN is scheduled to come and report on this. And
well, you
so,
know, did you, have you guys heard about Bloomberg's bullshit?
Do what?
Have you heard about Bloomberg's latest thing that you guys better start getting permits or else?
Oh, I was here. I was kind of puttering in the other room. But you know what? He can suck my dick. That's what I say to him. Okay, and the thing is that there's some money. Okay, they have some money. It's not like people haven't been sending donations.
No, I know. They've got over half a million in there now.
They have $1 worth of drums for the folks that got their drums all ruined and stolen, but they're still paid the deal for the drummers to take it a mile down the road and do the drumming in Union Square so that they were not keeping the residents of the area up at night.
Yeah,
well, and they also spent some of the money to buy sleeping bags, too, because it's starting to get real cold there at night.
It is cold.
Yeah.
It is cold here. And damp, cold and damp.
But see, some cities, your permitting is the price is based upon how big you estimate your group to be.
And so
Bloomberg might be looking at this as a financial thing where he can go, well, they expect 1,000 people. We can really start soaking them for a ton of money every day because they're going to have a protest every day. He's going to try to suck them dry financially by making them get permits. You know, I mean, this is a whole political scheme of his, especially if he's getting out there putting this message out on the internet, which he is doing.
They have got a whole group, a working group is what they're called. They've got a whole working group of lawyers and law students who are
working.
And that does not require a permit. So it's going to become that kind of legal battle.
But it reminds me of the one that you called in about yesterday, where the idiots in Tucson are hitting people with those tickets for $1,000 a pop. They're trying to hit them in the pocketbook.
Thank you, Tucson Mayor Bob Walkup is his name, and you can find him at mayor1@tucsonaz.gov. Please email the son of a bitch and tell him what kind of lousy crap that is. You can call him at 520-791, and I'll read all of this again before we go off, 4201. And the Tucson Police Department is 520-791-4444. Thank you, Dusty.
Yeah, send me all that stuff in an email, and then I'll post it in the links to the show thing that I'm starting to do every day, because I think that's something good for us to put up. I put it up on my blog, and now I'm starting to put up on Roundtree 7, too, about things that we talk about, where if people call in and just catch the tail end of something and they want more information, they come to our sites and they can click on a link to get information.
That's a great idea. I was actually going to play a Zeitgeist tape today, But then I got you guys, so you know.
Well, I've got to go because I have to get moving so I can get a decent handicap parking place. We're meeting at the Liberty Bell at 3:00. The Liberty Bell is down at the courthouse. I think it's a wonderfully appropriate area to have our protest. And I got to make me a sign and all that kinds of stuff, so I got to go. And I'll talk about it tomorrow. Plus, I'm going to take a bunch of pictures.
And call tomorrow and let us know, okay?
I will. And my husband, who's out of town, is worried that I'm going to get arrested and there'll be nobody home to feed the cats tonight. So I pray to God I don't get fucking arrested either. Anyway, I got to go, kids. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, hang in there.
Really? I think you have a good time. Anna in the chat room is saying she's Brazilian and she's not happy with that. Can you tell me, Anna, what you're not happy with? It was a little, you know, the time moves on and. So it's basically what you're saying, Tricia, is today is a parents and child sleepover day at
And so you know, but they were, you know, it's cool. There's a cool relationship anyway. We'll see, and you know, no, I think that it's an interesting. I think it's an interesting lawsuit between Bloomberg and see, because I think that when you see some of the people, I saw that guy, like Dusty posted him. He wrote like the 5,000 years of debt or something, some debt history book. I forget his name, but he was involved in the original meetings with Adbusters for Occupy Wall Street. And, Gabler is his last name. Anyhow, he's so smart. I mean, they have people who are helping pro bono to fight this fight. And
yeah.
Smart, educated, experienced, worldly, you know, just exactly. I don't know. I think it's a good team. You know, Bloomberg's going to throw some shit, but we don't have to take it.
No, you don't. And, well, Brian Smith is in the chat room. He's in the room, and he was saying that, you know, it's funny because in the South, where you would expect harsh or brutal police tactics, they've been surprisingly cool and on one or two occasions supportive. And I want to reiterate that here locally, our PBSO, that's the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, who are the ones who are the law enforcement that we've had, they've been avuncular and they've been guiding. They've been very good with us. We've been lucky. But tomorrow, starting tomorrow, it will be the West Palm Beach Police Department. So we'll see what happens there.
It just seems like everybody, for the most part, is cool, except for, like, somehow we have to, you know, amplify shit in New York. But I think it's cool that the
Melbourne
is going to Union Square, huh?
Well, Melbourne, Australia, I just saw a video where people were being carted off into, you know, oblivion. It was just absolutely stunning, you know. It was crazy. People were being brutalized and arrested, and for no good reason but being out there, you know.
Well, I haven't seen much about the Melbourne and the rest of the world. I really have been just, like, looking at the Facebook and the fact, because I've been watching the parents occupy, the people who are down there. I've been watching their threads for a few days, and they seem like really nice people and earnest.
Yeah.
So, you know. So, anyway, it's all good.
Yep,
so,
it is.
But I got to rest, woman, huh? I got to rest. It's like when I hold my phone. When I hold my phone, it gives me a crick in my, you know, in the house.
Oh yeah, and that's something you don't need. I really appreciate both you and Dusty calling in. This is Friday, and it is the short show.
It's great. I think it's great. You know, we've got injured old women, and we're doing this. I think it's awesome. So. Thanks, Gwen. Thanks, Gwen, for this opportunity.
We're getting it done. We are getting it done. And I hope Dusty gets some really good shots because I long to see him. I'll be checking out her blog in the morning, and that would be the leftwingnutjob.net. You really, anybody listening in the archive, you've got to check out leftwingnutjob.net. Also, roundtree7.com. Hey, that was one terrific post on Barbie.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Did you read my comment?
Yeah, I went over there. I was like, no, these guys were making me laugh. And so, yeah, it's like an interesting feminist perspective. And people were talking about an article that was at Diane G about the feminist perspective as presented by a woman who had written this really lovely, I mean, just beautiful article, well expressed about her experience and going to the soup kitchen with her kids and what, you know, why she's 99% too. And, you know, it's just interesting from just as a side note, is just to look at it from like, well, okay, what kind of feminist perspective and what, you know, I mean, there's a lot of variation on feminism. And so I like to take a Jungian look at pretty much anything. So I'm trying to develop my Jungian feminist perspective, I guess.
Anyway, I hear you.
I'm working on it. It's a work in progress, and so I'm glad you liked it. And I'll probably put something up at Menopause with Stoners tomorrow because I'm trying to ponder, you know, just like the variation, like introducing variation into Occupy Wall, into the General Assembly, like how to assimilate all these different valid and strong points of view so that we have a well-rounded voice as we start to sing, as this choir of ours starts to sing. And Reverend Billy, I just posted on my page, and I hope I'll share it. Maybe I'll talk about it at Menopausal Stoners in the morning. But anyhow, Reverend Billy has a new song. That they've taken the words of the occupation and set it to music about we are the 99%. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
So anyway, I'll get that out too. You know, I'll have that out in the morning for Menopausal Stoners. And then we'll develop it and see what else comes out at Roundtree. That's what's happening.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, honey. Thanks a lot for stopping
night.
In.
Thank
Good
you,
night. As I was saying, it is Karmic Friday. We're going to do it Karma Friday here on Here Be Monsters, as long as we're doing our solidarity with Wall Street, which is going to happen as long as there is an Occupy. We're doing a short show today because, frankly, the blender's been working all day long, really tired. Happy that my gals called in. And I would like to play a little something that allows you to know who the group Anonymous is. Not a lot of people are really hip. They don't know that Adbusters and Anonymous have been sort of a foundational support and guidance in this. They sent out the original letters to Occupy on September 17th, and folks are sort of, you know, who the heck are these people? So I thought I'd give you a little taste of them explaining themselves. Listen up.
People of the world, allow me to introduce myself as Anonymous, and only as Anonymous, for I am nothing more than an idea of the free world, void of oppression, void of poverty and murder by the hand of tyrannical rule, void of hopelessness and genocide, a world where the true purpose and priority in life is to live freely and without restraint by corrupted regimes. This is the second address in a series. If you have not made yourself familiar with the current course of actions, please direct yourself to the following video prompted by the link on your screen now. You may be asking yourself what Anonymous is about after hearing the rumors and blatant lies the media has associated with Anonymous. allow me to simply inform you that Anonymous is and or are not terrorists, much like the powers that be would have you believe. Anonymous has been demonized by these regimes simply because we have brought justice to the oppressed. When freedom is jeopardized, Anonymous will avenge the oppressed. We do not forgive. We do not forget. We are many. And for the record, Anonymous was not behind the PlayStation Network fiasco. Game on. We have defended members of WikiLeaks when they were persecuted for releasing information that provided evidence to the corruption within our government and militaries. We restored the internet to the people of Egypt when the Egyptian government tried to silence their voice to the world. We have defended and supported countless peoples in their pursuits for freedom. And now we will assist in the bigger struggle. It is time to rejuvenate the human spirit. Allow me to elaborate on the previous video to eliminate any misunderstandings. We are issuing a calling to all cyber warriors to join with us as we turn the tables on the regime who are oppressing their people across the globe. At this very moment, courses of action are being taken to restrict the voice of the net. The net is the last bastion of true freedom for the human race. We have begun sharing our stories and all the gritty details with one another, no matter where we may be on this planet. This is worrisome for those who seek to control us. They want us silenced, and this is the final straw. Digital supremacy will be the selective targeting of all organizations guilty of treason against the people, guilty of restraint from freedom. Any party who has violated and continues to violate the will of the people and the voice of true freedom will become a priority for a cyber assault unlike anything this world has witnessed. It is the duty of the rest of the people to continue their pursuits for these freedoms by any means necessary. It is time to escalate your actions of spreading the word and reaching out to our neighbors and communities. Protests must become more frequent and grow in strength and size. Peace is our priority, but resistance will be met with a fierce and sharp defensive. Our voice and cause is our weapon. Our vigilance is our offensive. Begin your flyer campaigns, protests, art, music, literature, and video campaigns now. Paint the walls in every city. Banksy, this means you, my friend. Gather the street artists as a new canvas has been laid out before you. The time for evolved tactics has begun. The resistance is here. As the voices are attempted to be silenced by the oppressors, the guardians will be here to shut down these priorities and turn the tables on the digital landscape. Through this physical resistance, we will grow stronger as our friends maintain the defensive on the digital realm. We are one. We are many. We are the resistance. Freedom begins now.
It's always good once in a while to remember who the people are that are standing behind you, beside you, and have lit the way in front of you. And personally, I think these folks have done an excellent job. What do you think, Crow?
I just came on the line here, so I don't know. You'd have to inform me of what I'm talking about.
We're talking about Anonymous.
Yeah. I was just in the chat room and mentioning about Fox, and originally the person came from the Gunpowder Plot, but there was a graphic novel that had hit, and also they made a movie with, what was her name? Anyway, they had a recent movie that's where the mask came from, the famous mask.
Right. Yeah, he played the latter half of it, the shadow side of Guy Fawkes in the future in V for Vendetta.
Hugo Weaving, I think it was, and Natalie Portman was in the movie too. So.
Portman, yes. Yes, Princess Leia's mother.
Oh, yeah,
It's funny.
So
the ideas we have, the ideas. how are you today, this Friday?
Just real busy. I brought Jillian to my work for half a day. They're out of school, so took several pictures, and he was, like,
oh, nice.
Twirling knobs and looking through microscopes and all that stuff until he got bored about 3 hours later and wanted to go back home. But you know, kids.
Hey, that's nice. That is really nice. Yes, on Fridays I'm going to try and create sort of a cosmic karma kind of a Friday OWS solidarity show. And, you know, keep it sweet, keep it up to date, speaking about the karmic quality of what's going on right now. You know, if you take a look broadly across the world right now, and here's the thing, that's everybody, all of the different groups, and no matter whether they speak English or not, I mean, you've got Japanese, you've got, you know, just all over, they're in Russia. All of these groups, and I'm waving hi to Mike Q in the chat. Hello, Michael. Happy Karmic Friday. If you take a look at it, everybody is adhering to a standard that has been created by the Occupy Wall Street, the Wall Street crowd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's no... I know that they're beginning to create some groups that are trying to bring a bit of organizational quality to it, but there is no leader. It is a leaderless, what did I read? A leaderless occupation filled with leaders, you know?
Yeah, in a way that's really smart because... by having a lack of leaders, they have a lack of a target that they can go against. So it's really a smart way to do it. It is in a way sort of like the cell theory that, you know, you have no leaders. Everyone is a leader, so you have no focus to group to target on. So in a way, you know, it's really working to their advantage. Another thing that I think is really working to the advantage is the lack of violence. I mean, they've had a little bit of violence over in Europe, especially in Greece.
Well,
I'd call
the New York white shirts brutes at this point. I know that the constabulary, the walking cop on the beat cops down in New York are more for them than they are against them. However, those supervisors, those white shirts get out there. And
yeah, the white shirts, But it's really been all one-sided. It's been them, but there hasn't been any reciprocation. I mean, there hasn't been any revenge or reciprocation, and that's to be greatly admired. They're not falling into the trap that the white shirts are trying to present.
I agree with you. It's to be admired. It definitely is. The 1-0 series... Is the mic is open if you're going to speak. Hello, caller.
Oh, golly. No, I just actually was calling to listen. This is Diane. I'm not quite up to speed yet.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Very well. I just figured because I have my own studio open, I didn't want to sign me out by being on your page, so I just called direct because I had the number written down to listen.
Yeah, well, we're a short show tonight because we go over and listen to you when we get out of here.
Which I directed all my readers and listeners across myself that this is the lead-in hour and that they should be here tonight. Go ahead and talk, and if I have something to chime in, I will. I don't want to be obtrusive. I just, you know, I dig your show, and I want to promote it.
Well, I'm back at you, and as I opened up today, everybody heard me talking about the drum line of citizen media that is working in boycott against the MSM and in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street and the Wild Left radio show with Diane G coming up. What?
I just laughed.
Just at the top of the hour. And plug... radio. Get over that. Well, I always say Diane G because that's how to find you easy in the search.
Right, right. It just sounds, you know, it's kind of like embarrassing to hear yourself promoted. It just made me giggle a little. So, Anyhow, what were you guys talking about when I joined?
Well, we were talking about, I think we were discussing the brutality of the white shirts in New York.
Did you guys see the video that I posted of the Marine
backing
off 30 cops, and they did back this? This gentleman, I'm going to be talking about him tonight, Sergeant Shamar Thomas, basically stood toe-to-toe with over 30 New York police officers that were approaching people on the sidewalk with their batons out. And, I mean, he got right in their face, and eventually he shamed them, and they just got, you could tell that they were listening. You could tell that they weren't angered by it, they were shamed. And they finally walked away and left
back
the other
down.
Armed
like
people unmolested.
Yeah, he's made quite a splash over the whole the net world, and he's been on Keith Olbermann. They've been showing him on, I guess, CNN too. I don't know. This is the kind of a guy that also Maddow would probably bring on too. You know?
Well, she's a real hawk anyhow. Even though she's a leftist, she's a hawk. She likes her military guys. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, this guy was brave and loud. He yelled at them, "This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people. You know, I've served overseas. That's a war zone. Get rid of your batons and helmets." I mean,
well, what impressed me, Diane, was how he said, "I just fought a war for these people. These are my people. What are you doing here?" You know, that's how he started out. "What are you doing here? These are my people," you know? And I think that made everybody stop, look, and listen.
Yeah, and
you know?
I think one of that was a key line, and the other is when, you know, he looked at them and he said, "There is no honor in this. Hurting civilians." I was just, "Oh, yes, baby, go." And he's in his uniform. It, like, warmed my heart.
Yes, yes. Absolutely, for sure. No,
you
no
wonder
doubt.
if he wasn't wearing the uniform, if they would have, I don't know, attempted to knock his head. It looked like that one guy was going up to him a little bit, but, you know, I don't think it would have looked very good if they were, you know, get the batons out and busting the head on the Marine. So I just wonder how much the uniform helped out on that.
Really quite true.
I would think
really
considerably.
and to remind folks that at the top of the hour, don't check out of here. Get yourself over to the Wild Left. And it's the Wildly Left, isn't it?
Actually, it's the Wild Wild Left radio show. So
mm-hmm.
they can go by Diane G, or they can go by Wild Wild Left.
Wild Wild
and
Left.
I welcome both of you, if you'd like to continue speaking, to join me on mine. And because we're, you know, we're co-conspirators or mutually supportive. You know, if you feel like you have more to say, we'll come on over and we'll just continue this discussion. I'm going to have to go ahead and bail on you because I got to open my chat and get things going there. But
I know,
hey,
and I got to.
Kirby Monsters rock, man. Keep up the good work, Glenn.
Thank you, darling.
All right, good night. See you soon.
Good night. That is Diane Gill, the Wild Wild Left. A wonderful show. She gets some terrific guests and has terrific conversations over there. And as I said, she is part of this drumline. Also, remember Pinko the Bear show. He's on late at night. What time is that? I think it's midnight to 2 a.m. on the Pacific side. So on my side, it's like 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. But I often catch him because I'll wake up and say, "Hey, Pinko's on. Why don't I go listen?" It's worthwhile. So, and we don't want to forget Rick Spisak over at Progressive News Network. And you can find all of them right here on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody is part of the boycott of the MS. And also remember, Here Be Monsters is sponsored by Roundtree7, and that's the number 7.com. All of the writers there come and go, do their stints here, so you can catch not just me, but Dee and Tricia and the guys on. Thank you, Krell, for putting the link up for Diane's show. You're going to have a great weekend, aren't you?
Do what?
You're going to have a great weekend, aren't you, with the kids?
Oh, I am going to have a great weekend. Yeah. I think we're going to go to some scary haunted house tomorrow or something. So, some house even more haunted than ours.
I have to comment here because I got Michael. Michael Hugh is telling me, and then someday he's going to call in and talk. Michael is telling me that he grew up in New York, and he never met a cop that was worth a crap. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he's saying. You know what? I've had my problems with the New York Constabulary, too. They used to ride up on me and the horses, and I used to have to remember to keep my goods in the glove box. I had a little sports car with a rag top on it. You know, they were good at riding up on me, those mounted guys. But it's been brutal. It's been brutal in New York. And the one thing I would say is, hello. The one thing I would say is that if you can, give a call in to the New York City Police Commissioner's office. He has a line that's open, and tell him what you think. Also, please remember that in the city of Tucson, Arizona right now, Mayor Bob Walkup needs a comeuppance. He needs to be told that creating small laws to hassle and harass the occupiers in the park out in front of his building is wrong. They created a law to begin fining in the evening, to begin fining the occupiers $1,000. That's just not good. And Krell, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend. David had to leave the room. And we are getting ready to close down. Friday is our short show. We're going to keep it karmically correct. So I want you to think about getting your pencil and taking down this number. Just give a call and give them a piece of your mind. Just say, hey, my name is so-and-so, and I would like you to know that I think it's wrong what you're doing by fining these poor people out there who are fighting for better quality of life under the conditions and circumstances that are unfair in this country right now, and you're going to write them tickets for $1,000 a night. Shame on you. That's the big word, shame. Shame, shame, shame. And so the phone number is 520-791-4201. You get a chance? No, make the chance. Call them up. And the police department in Tucson's number is 520-791-4444, and you can call them up and you can tell them that they're acting like assholes. That's what I did, and I'll do it again today before I go to sleep. It seems that the lines are not as tied up in the evening. So I want to thank Krell for stopping by, and Dusty and P.E. Nolan, Tricia Poole, who's just one of the great ones over there with us. And also, it's wonderful to see you, Michael. Mike Q over at Ham Sandwich. Dear God. Random Thoughts. Please go check out Random Thoughts. It's a wonderful place to go. And everybody's been busy this week, so, hey, Mike Q, no problems. You come and see us and listen when you can. We will be here every damn day that someplace in the good old world that people are occupying, because we're in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street and all the good people there and the sacrifice they're making. Remember, this is a lot, and this is wonderful, and this is the face of change and what it looks like on a global basis. Try to remember, this isn't just America. This has no boundaries. This is covering our whole planet. So this, there's lots of good, and we can get, all of us can get behind this, no matter who we're voting for or what we feel. All of the petty little arguments or the larger arguments can stand aside, because we can get behind folks on this one. The corporations and the money that they're pouring into our leadership has to stop, and that's the first thing that is being addressed by these folks. So keep it in mind. It's Karmic Friday, and it's time for everybody to go take a listen to Diane G. at the Wild Wild Left on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be back here tomorrow for another show, and I probably will not have to work so hard tomorrow, so I'll have some time to dig up some news and some interesting stuff to put before you after our Occupy meeting. Now, Occupy Lake Worth and Palm Beach will be meeting downtown in West Palm Beach at the base of Clematis Street on the grass behind the big fountain, and I'll see you there. I want to thank Krill. I want to thank Dusty and Tricia and Michael Hugh and Brian Smith and the guests who came by to listen today. Really appreciate it. Please come back and hear us and the rest of our DJs or OWS Solidarity Js. Stop in and see us. I have been working since 6 a.m., so if I sound a little dingy, I'm dingy. Okay, I'm going to leave us all out of here today with something. I'm looking for something that's really, really nice to listen to for a change. And this one goes out to my cue. Michael, something for you, darling. This is just for you.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble, as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
has been Here Be Monsters for a Karmic Friday. Y'all take care of yourselves. Be good. And we'll be here tomorrow. And this is a solidarity with Occupy Wall Street. Another episode.